Devin, good morning to you, sir. How's everything going down in Alabama?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing? Well, Alabama will have a practice this afternoon in preparation for their second scrimmage of the spring tomorrow afternoon. There'll be some more eyes on it. Members of the Red Elephant Booster Club are going to be able to attend. And typically, I would be at the scrimmage, the second one, because typically this is the weekend that they have the high school football Nick Saban coaching clinic. But unfortunately, this year they had to do that this week remotely. And I understand some of the reviews from coaches were that it was less than what it normally is because you just can't replicate it. And not the quality of it, but, you know, doing it remotely. So you'll hear some more feedback on the scrimmage Saturday because there'll be some more people that will get to put their eyeballs on it.
What are you hearing about Bryce Young at quarterback?
What I've been saying all along, he's the starter, and that's what it is, and there's really no discussion there. He got to have his, you know, he only had one scrimmage last year in the fall in August, so he had his second scrimmage. He did throw one interception, but there's no quarterback debate at Alabama. Bryce Young is the starting quarterback for Alabama, and he's going to get his second one on Saturday and continue to work. I mean, I've heard some knocks about him and his height and everything, but listen, that's who Alabama. Alabama zeroed in that class. That's who they want. Tua wasn't very tall either. I've actually had somebody in the complex tell me that, and this is a big statement, that, you know, Bryce Young's kind of a right-handed version of Tua Tagovailoa. So I expect big things from Bryce, but there's absolutely no quarterback controversy at Alabama.
I have heard right-handed version with a better arm.
Correct. Yeah.
Pretty good.
What I've heard. We'll see. But I hate to put that moniker on somebody, but he's an uber-talented young man. Played at a high level of high school competition. And had things been more normal last year, I think he would have gotten more opportunities to get into games and more playing time than he's gotten. But, all feedback is that Bryce Young's clearly on the path, for the 2021 season. It's very, very important, Bill, that Bryce Young stay upright and healthy for Alabama to have the 21 season they want to have. Very, very important.
Bama Mark says, and I guess this is just a general question, there's no names here, says, how about an injury update if possible?
There's a rumor, right? There's a rumor floating around this morning that Paul Tyson might possibly have a hamstring injury, but I've not gotten confirmation of that from anybody that I trust this morning. So
you think that's what Bama Mark's talking about?
I'm assuming that's what Bama Mark's talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that, I guess, here over the next day or two, something will come out if it's true or not. But is he clearly the number two quarterback on the list?
Today, yes.
Yeah.
I think by the time we get to Atlanta and play the Miami Hurricanes to start next year, I expect true freshman Jalen Milroe to be the backup quarterback by that point. But yes, as of today, Paul Tyson would be the backup. And we'll certainly know the answer whether he's injured tomorrow, because somebody's going to have to trot out there and run the second team offense tomorrow. So won't be able to hide that one very long, Bill.
What is Milroe's quarterback style?
Well, he came from an offense in the Houston area, so he played a high level of competition. He came from a high school that didn't throw the ball a whole lot. Now, he has a strong arm, but his passing game needs work, and that's something they're going to continue to work on, but it's simply because he really didn't get the opportunity. He's a true, dual threat quarterback. He has great wheels. He can fly, a lot of speed, so he can tuck it and run, but it'll be a developing, his passing game as we move forward. But Bill O'Brien, the new offensive coordinator, absolutely loves the young man, thinks he's uber talented, loved his high school film. So that's where we're at. So if heaven forbid, something happened to Young early, it would impact Alabama's passing game just because Jalen Milroe's passing game isn't quite there. But the super talented young athlete, and there's no reason to think that that won't improve.
I probably should have said Ty Simpson is the next quarterback, but he's not even there yet, right? So,
yeah, unfortunately, I don't think his high school is going to loan him to us this year. Although we've got, you know, 35 five-star running backs, so maybe we could send his high school a couple of, you know, five-star running backs next year and borrow him from next year. I'm really excited to see what Ty Simpson is going to do when he gets to the University of Alabama.
Yeah, I was looking, was it the ESPN list that somebody tweeted yesterday, and he's the number one rated quarterback on there.
Yeah, he's a dual threat, which is funny because he's not a prototypical dual threat quarterback, but it's, you know, call him whatever you want to call him. Yeah, he's an uber talented young man, and as I mentioned, you know, he's the young man in this class. He's the quarterback that Alabama zeroed in on, and that's the guy they wanted, and they were able to get their guy, and I can see he's a coach's son, which is always great, and he is he's very much a part of helping bringing in this next recruiting class. I mean, he's the one contacting recruits, and he's kind of the among the players. And there's always a player, a commit, that's kind of the bell cow of the class. That's him. He's doing a wonderful job assisting the coaches on assembling the next recruiting class.
Now, about an hour and a half from him is Walter Nolan down in Memphis, who everybody on the planet wants, defensive lineman. Is there anything new with him?
He still has his top grouping, which Alabama's a part of. I've heard some rumors from some people that I trust and that he really, really likes Michigan. So I'm not saying he's going to commit to Michigan, but Alabama's certainly in the thick of it, and Alabama will be in the thick of it to the end. But kind of a little early to gauge just exactly what school he's zeroing on. But I was a little surprised to hear that he really, really likes Michigan, of course. But, you know, the big recruiting news this week, Bill, is the fact that it's about Alabama basketball. I mean, it's a fact that they got Charles Badako, the big center out of St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, commit. That was long expected. And yesterday they got the five-star transfer, Amari Burnett from Texas Tech. And I'm just going to tell Alabama fans right now, probably ought to stick around watching Twitter on Sunday because Noah Gurley from Furman is going to announce where he's transferring, Bill. And I think there's an outstanding chance that he decides to come to Tuscaloosa. Yeah, the big buzz the last few days, Bill, has not been spring football practice. The buzz continues to be Alabama basketball, and Alabama fans have been so excited this week by these additions to the basketball class, and it's really cool to see. It's mid-April, Bill, and we're still talking basketball in Tuscaloosa.
It's also amazing that now, whether it's Alabama or anybody else, people anticipate transfer news. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, when high school basketball is such that, you know, so much is done with the recruiting, not so much of the high school, but with the AAU teams. My son went through that when he went through the process and played AAU teams. Recruiting in basketball also now, it's like the transfer portal has become like the AAU, you know, replacing the recruiting process. Like every year, everybody resets their program and I mean, certainly the transfer portals affect college football, but it has totally changed the landscape of college basketball. I mean, it's to the point, Bill, literally, where you can pretty much redo your college basketball roster every year thanks to the portal. It's insane. It's
with experience.
Insane.
Yeah, with experience.
Yes, it's totally reset. Of course, the only thing you can't gauge, I mean, you can gauge what they did at their other school, and there's certainly film. The one, you know, the one big thing out there, the big question mark, is you don't know how they're going to work together, what the chemistry in the room is going to be when you put all these new pieces and parts together. That's always the question for me when you bring in all these transfers. But, yeah, you can totally. You hire a new basketball coach, your basketball program was garbage last year. Well, if he knows how to work the portal, boom, you can reset your program in the complete offseason and you know, get right back in the thick of it for the next season. It's insane.
Jeff, too, wants to know what you know about, you mentioned it, Namari Burnett, the five-star transferred from Texas Tech to Alabama. What's his game style?
He's a combo guard. He was a five-star coming out of high school. He grew up in the Chicago area, but he actually finished his high school career at Prolific Prep in Napa, California. What a smart young man go to Napa, California.
Wow.
His style of play just didn't really fit in at Texas Tech. They kind of, of course, the Texas Tech coach now, the Texas coach, more of a slower, deliberate offense. He's going to fit in perfectly with the offense that Nate Oates wants to run. And Alabama was his second choice when he committed to Texas Tech a couple years ago, so it's not surprising that he made the decision of, hey, I should have gone to Alabama. But Namari Burnett is going to be a absolutely perfect fit for what Nate Oates runs at Alabama.
Josh in London, Ohio. Kevin, he wants to know, do you think Nick will be the coach when Alabama comes to Columbus, Ohio? And what, is that 26-27?
I think I said it before. I think Nick Saban will definitely be at the Horseshoe in 26-27, and I think he'll be sitting in a luxury box watching, you know. We
working for ESPN.
I'm working for ESPN, just working for Miss Terry, right. You know. But no, I would love it, but I would be surprised if Nick Saban is still the head coach then. You know, hey, it could be Bill O'Brien, and we've written him off many times. Heck, it could be Pete Golding. I mean, we've killed Pete Golding off so many times, and he survives. Bill, Pete Golding may be the coach that day. Who knows?
Kevin, have a good weekend, sir. We'll see you next Friday.
Always an honor to join you, Bill. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and as always, Roll Tide.